Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrecken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrecken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, BDEntrek. Hope everybody had a great Monday, starting the week off with some fun baseball as usual. We'll kick things off with your news and notes from the day. Ronel Blanco, first no-hitter of 2024. The 30-year-old veteran, I will say, but new to the bigs, picked up his no-hitter in his eighth career start throughout the minor leagues. He was a reliever, transferred, formed into a pitcher, a starting pitcher over the last year or so with the Houston Astros. And Blanco was great. It was nine strong innings, two walks, seven strikeouts. So really good stuff from Blanco. We'll see where that goes going forward, but fun way to kick off the 2024 season. Not so fun way, Tyler McGill of the New York Mets hit the IL with a shoulder strain. McGill saying the strain is not nearly as bad as the severe injury he suffered in 2022. But we all know when you hear shoulder, you always have to be a little more on the pessimistic side of things. Right now, McGill will be shut down for the next 5 days, and he'll be reevaluated to hopefully regain pitching and get back sooner than later from the IL. I'd say at best, McGill's out for a few weeks. This might be more of a long-term thing, but time will tell as the shoulder injury begins to heal. Estuary Ruiz of the Oakland Athletics. We reported right before the season started that Ruiz was going to be in a platoon with Lawrence Butler in the outfield, already lowering Ruiz's fantasy value. Well, on Monday, Ruiz was sent packing to AAA. Not ideal, of course, but this was kind of a thing we saw coming. The skills are not that great. He's a rabbit. He's the definition of a rabbit. So Ruiz was sent to AAA. Tyler Nevin was recalled. Really no fantasy relevance with that. Eloy Jimenez, he's already day-to-day. He left Sunday's game with an abductor injury. MRI came back clean. But the White Sox will take it slow with Jimenez. He's day-to-day, hoping to avoid an IL stint. Sticking with the White Sox, Mike Clevinger signed a one-year deal to return to the White Sox. It was kind of a mixed bag last year, 131 innings pitched for Clevinger, 3.77 ERA. He did have a 4.81 Sierra and a 12.8% K to walk. Clevinger's best left for streaming, usually in deeper leagues at that. Bo Bichette missed Sunday's game with a neck injury. He was out once again on Monday. He is day-to-day. Jays are hoping to have him back in the lineup on Tuesday. Those neck injuries, you just never know. So hopefully he can find a good hotel room with comfortable pillows to get things right for Mr. Bo Bichette. A couple updates on the relievers for Toronto. Erik Swanson threw a bullpen session on Monday. Felt great. Rehab appearance could be coming sooner than later for Swanson. Jordan Romano, he's going to take the mound on Tuesday. His first return trip to the mound since his injury. There's no full timetable for either reliever. Swanson's always looked a little ahead of Romano in the rehab game, and that's how things looked after Monday. Jesse Winker, he left Monday's game for the Washington Nationals in the first inning as he sprinted to the locker room with a case of the bubble guts. So Winker, he's day-to-day. Apparently there's been that little stomach virus going through the Nats clubhouse, not just the Yankees, the Nats as well. Alec Thomas of the Arizona Diamondbacks was placed on the IL with a high-grade hamstring injury. I could not find the exact grade name, but Alec Thomas flat out said in his interview, it's a high-grade hamstring injury, and he is devastated with the news. Thomas was platooning with Jake McCarthy in the outfield, and so likely Jorge Barroza, they got called up for the D-backs to take Thomas's spot on the roster, will likely slide in that same platoon role. If Barroza could get some regular playing time, we saw last year at AAA, he hit 274 with 13 home runs and 15 stolen bases. He's kind of been close to a 15-15 guy the last couple of years, hitting 275. So it could be a nice little power speed guy if he were to get regular playing time. But for now in Arizona, Barroza will likely platoon with Jake McCarthy. Bad news for Josh Young yet again. Off to a hot start this season. He was dealing with the calf strain in spring, got healthy. He's been playing since opening day. He even had a combo meal on Monday night. For those that don't know, it's a home run and a stolen base in the same game. Then in his last at bat, he got hit in the wrist by a pitch, and he left the game, and x-rays came back saying Josh Young had a fractured wrist going straight to the IL. Not great. Those will obviously take usually 3 to 4 weeks, maybe longer. We'll see how that goes. wrist injuries also make things interesting for the whole rehab side of things. And then coming back, is the power there? Is it not there? Lots of questions for Josh Jung as he comes back from this injury. Nothing's been officially said, but we'd imagine Ezekiel Duran will take over the third base role for the Rangers when it comes to taking over for Josh Jung. Duran had the same role last year when Jung left for most of the season, so I'd imagine Ezekiel would slide into third base for the time being. Jason Hayward of the Los Angeles Dodgers was a late scratch on Monday as his back tightened up in pregame warmups. That's what happens when you're old, folks. Hate to break it to you. Chris Taylor jumped into the lineup, played left field while Teoscar Hernandez slid over to right field. Chris Taylor was already platooning with Jason Hayward as things went, so that he'll probably just play every day until Hayward is good to go, as Hayward is day-to-day with this back injury. Regardless, Hayward's meant for a deeper league setting. He's got the strong side of a platoon and a very good offense, but he's a platoon bat nonetheless. More Dodgers news. Ryan Yarbrough will get the bulk of the innings on Tuesday in a bullpen game for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dave Roberts came out and said the Dodgers will try to use a bullpen game once a week when they have a full schedule on tap to help lessen the workload on the rest of their starters. That was kind of expected in a roundabout way early in the season because most of their starters aren't guys that have thrown a ton of innings. So it kind of makes logistical sense for the Dodgers, and Yarbrough is a perfect candidate for that. The one thing you'll have to remember, if this were to work all season, and it rarely ever works all season due to other injuries that take place, every starter in the Dodgers rotation would end up missing 3 to 4 starts on average throughout the season. Just remember that when you're thinking stats in your head for the overall production of your pitchers. Jordan Montgomery, the Arizona Diamondbacks, we already know he said he's targeting April 19th for his return to the D-backs. He threw a 3-inning, 50-pitch simulated game on Monday. Everything was good to go. Montgomery is now slated for a rehab start in AAA Reno on Friday. Obviously, if that goes well, probably 2 more rehab starts. He'll rejoin the D-backs on April 19th. A couple little tidbits on some Mariners pitchers. Matt Brash, he threw another bullpen on Monday in Arizona, mixed in some sliders this time. Brash still has not thrown 100, like at 100%. He's thrown about 85% level of ramp up, I guess, for Matt Brash. So he's still a few weeks away, but good signs for the reliever out of Seattle. Gregory Santos, on the other hand, his latest MRI came back clean, so he began taking part in baseball activities on Monday. He's obviously farther behind Matt Brash. And then Brian Wu, who's got the elbow discomfort, sorry, he's began throwing recently as well. It's going to be a similar ramp up to like what Yuri Perez is going through. They both have that elbow discomfort, so Brian Wu will deal with that. Still probably at least 3 to 4 weeks away, I'd imagine, for Brian Wu, but time will tell. All right, let's talk about some hitting highlights from Monday. We had plenty, like Yainer Diaz and Kyle Tucker both went deep twice and so on and so forth, but let's highlight some other not-so-popular names. This first one's popular, but I just wanted to mention it. Jaron Duran, 3-for-3, double, homer, run scored, 2 RBIs, or 2 runs scored, 1 RBI, and 3 stolen bases for Duran. He was running wild on Monday night against Oakland. It was just get on base, just go. It was pretty impressive to see. There's a lot of preseason talk about Duran being a 40-steal guy. Oh, he's backing that up real quickly to start the season. Jose Siri, off to a good start this year. Last year, everyone was like, okay, he can run a little. He's got some pop, but his batting average is horrible. So what's the production really going to be? Made him slide in drafts or even get undrafted. Well, Jose Siri went 2-for-3 with a double, a homer, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Monday. Over the weekend, he had a couple stolen bases. So nice start to the season for Jose Siri. When he's producing like this, he's obviously worth a roster spot on most 12-team and deeper fantasy teams. Just keep that in mind with Jose Siri. Nolan Chenault, love this kid out of Anaheim. I've taken him late in so many drafts. 1-for-3 with a home run, run scored, and RBI, so a solo shot, plus 2 walks. He's a phenomenal OBP guy. Like, I got him in Tout Wars for that exact reason, but I also have him in standard roto formats because I believe the power was coming along. He's got a great hit tool. Good to see him get a home run here early in the season. If he could somehow run into like 15 home runs with his OBP skills, there's a lot to like with Mr. Chenault. If you want more information on the day's top hitters, check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com to get everything you need to know. Some starting pitching highlights outside of Ronel Blanco just dominating. If you want to, on top of his 9-inning, 7K performance, 20 whiffs, 32% CSW on only 105 pitches. That's outstanding for Blanco. Really good stuff there. But a few other arms here. Shoto Imanaga, 6 shutout innings, 2 hits, no walks, 9 Ks for the big man. I was targeting him in every draft I possibly could. He had 20 whiffs, 33% CSW, and 92 pitches for Imanaga. Really great stuff in his debut in the bigs and for the Cubbies. Tanner Houck, this Red Sox rotation has been filthy. They dominated Seattle. Now you get to go to Oakland, which is fun and all. But Houck backed it up. 6 shutout innings, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 10 strikeouts. He had 16 whiffs and a 42% CSW, which is bonkers, on 83 pitches. So great stuff there for Tanner Houck. You got Sean Manaea. 6 shutout innings with 1 hit, 2 walks, and 8 Ks for the lefty out of New York. Really good stuff there. He had a no-hitter going into the 6th inning in that game. He had Manaea had 13 whiffs, 31% CSW on 88 pitches. So it's been some really good pitching to start the year here. And, of course, if you need to get all the information on all the starting pitchers for the day, go check out the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from the day. Aroldis Chapman picked up his first save of the season for the Pirates. The Pirates have 4 saves on the season to 4 different closers, or relievers, I should say. None of them named David Bednar. That's not good. Craig Kimbrell of the Orioles blew his save on Monday, but did pick up the win. Alexis Diaz got the win in extra innings for the Reds. Carlos Estevez of the Angels picked up his second save of the year. Jason Foley got the win in extras for the Tigers, and Foley was still pumping 100-plus in that game. He's looked real good, one of the top Fab acquisitions over the weekend. Chase Anderson got the 3-inning save for the Boston Red Sox. That was interesting to see. Ryan Stanek picked up his first save of the year for the Mariners, and people might wonder what. Well, Andrés Muñoz pitched the 8th inning in a much more high-leverage situation against the Guardians. That'll happen. Victor Gonzalez got the save for the Yankees, which also makes sense. Holmes had the day off as Clay Holmes picked up 3 saves over the weekend. If you need to get more reliever information, make sure you check out the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com. All right, before we take a peek at Tuesday's action on the diamond, it's a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some DFS targets on the day here. The Padres versus Miles Mikolas. I target Mikolas all the time. Pitch to contact, give me that all day long. The Cubbies versus Kyle Freeland. I like pretty much any team facing the Rockies. That's always good. Arizona versus Nasty Nestor. Nestor gave up the 4 runs early against the Astros and then pitched well. That could work. This Arizona team's swinging it pretty good to start the season, though, so I like to take my chances there. And then Atlanta versus Garrett Crochet. Crochet was great in the first start. That's fine and dandy. You put a lefty on the mound with that bullpen behind him against that Braves offense, give me the Bravos all day long. Some pitchers to target DFS-wise. Shane Bieber at the Mariners. Bieber's velocity was where we kind of want to see it. His last start looked great. Got all the punchies against Oakland. We've seen Seattle struggle to start the year here, so give me some Biebs. Brian Bayo going into Oakland, loving that. Ronaldo Lopez versus the White Sox. A lot of swing and miss in that White Sox lineup, so should help Ronaldo. And then Adrian Hauser versus the Tigers if you want a cheapie there just because, well, it's the Tigers. Some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday. Jesus Luzardo, every time he takes the bump, I'm intrigued because I'm highly invested in Mr. Luzardo this season, and he gets the Halos in Miami. Casey Mize makes his return to the mound after all his injuries for the Detroit Tigers, takes on the Mets. That should be fun. Yeah, Ronaldo Lopez versus Garrett Crochet. If you would have had this question in 2023, neither one of these guys would have been on the bingo card of starting a game, let alone against each other this season. And then the nightcap, Shane Bieber versus Luis Castillo. Got to be looking forward to that one. But all right, folks, that'll do it. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out, make sure you go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. Sign up. You will not regret it. You get the amazing Discord talking all things baseball, fantasy baseball, all other content in there. Just fun, great place to chat with great people. So go check that out. Plus, I keep mentioning there's going to be new content coming to PL Plus and PL Pro. There's PLV Plus that Nick and company are working on. Obviously, Kyle Bland and everybody. That little Nick tweeted out a little picture of the other day. That's a part of PL Plus. So go check that out. There's going to be some podcasts, some videos, and other things coming down the pipeline over there. So you're going to want to be a member, PL Plus, PL Pro. You will not regret it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you tomorrow to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Wednesday. But for now, this was the First Pitch Podcast, Tuesday, April 2nd edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.